everyone. Welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more. Have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, where I'm sharing fascinating stories from Icelandic folklore on Fridays throughout 2024. If you would like to see previous episodes that I have done about fascinating Icelandic folklore, feel free to check it out on my website at allthingsiceland.com. Today is all about Rusty, the brown one, that, or at least that's how he's called in this story. And Rusty is a boy, or at least was a boy, and is the main character that, according to the legend, was 16 years old in the late 1700s in Iceland. And one day he was out walking during a bad storm. In fact, he was walking away from a volcanic eruption to get away from it, and there was a snowstorm. Unfortunately, Rusty was not well-dressed and only had rags on, so it was hard for him to be out there and exposed to this horrible winter storm, and he was doing his best to find shelter. At one point, he finally found a farm, knocked on the door, and asked the farmer if he can stay there until the storm passed. Unfortunately, the farmer said no and turned him away. Rusty decided to continue on walking in the storm and sadly ended up drowning in a large body of water. After he died, I guess, he figured he'd become a ghost and then chose to come back and haunt the farmer that denied him shelter on that fatal night. He didn't just haunt the farmer, though. He haunted the farmer's family for generations. So if anything went wrong with that family, it was blamed on Rusty the brown one. And brown one meaning like the clothes of, or at least the image of what looked like the clothes of this ghost had this rust color to it. So that's why it's Rusty the brown one. And some examples of Rusty being the one to blame for things going wrong included marriages not working out, so people getting divorced, farm equipment breaking, things going missing, sheep mysteriously dying, and so on. Apparently, Rusty's ghost was not satisfied with just potentially ruining the lives or making life more difficult for that family, because it's said that he started to haunt travelers on the South Coast as well. So just kind of adding to his daily schedule of who to haunt. And a young woman that died in a similar way to Rusty ended up becoming a ghost, or choosing to rise against a ghost, and joined Rusty in the ghost duo to haunt travelers. In an even weirder twist to the story, the ghost of Rusty and the young woman somehow caused the death of another person. This individual also rose up to become a ghost after dying and joined what I guess you can consider their ghost gang to haunt people. So if you're planning to travel along Iceland's south coast, there's a good chance that you will not run into Rusty and the other two, but it's possible, so just know that. And if you happen to encounter this trio of ghosts, mostly through, you know, mischievous things happening to you, you can totally blame it on them and know that they've been up to no good. The random fact of the episode is just kind of more generalized, and it has to do with that ghost stories in Iceland are very popular. Every region has a plethora of them, and it's really fascinating to read through them and share them, which I'm planning to do. And it's hilarious in a way to me that usually when you look back on the ghost stories, like Rusty's, for instance, not being provided shelter in a bad storm, it's like most people nowadays would feel like, yeah, that farmer deserved to be haunted or whatever for denying that young boy in rags shelter. And there's a possibility that due to the circumstances of the story, that would have made sense for the farmers to say no. I'm not sure. But it is interesting, like I mentioned, just in some of these ghost stories where you see the one who becomes a ghost was wronged in some way or denied some kind of like human decency. And so they ended up coming back to seek their revenge. So keep an eye out for some of those stories I have coming up in the near future for this series. The Icelandic word of the episode, ghost, is the word. In Icelandic, it is draugr, ghost, draugr. If you are enjoying the All Things Iceland podcast and are able to leave a written review or a star rating, that's greatly appreciated. Written reviews give people an opportunity to read what other individuals are feeling about the podcast, what they've learned, and of course, getting insight into what they might end up learning if they tune in, especially around, you know, some of this folklore, the culture, things, language, travel, definitely. So I'm greatly appreciative of all those who have left reviews and anyone who is able to do that. Thank you in advance. As always, thank you so much for listening. Þakka þér kærlega fyrir að hlusta og sjáumst fljótlega.